Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Preds host in Minnesota tonight, Lindsay Rowley, joins us now. She is with the Preds TV team of Fox Sports 10. Lindsay, what's up? How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good. So I was just looking at the schedule, and so, like, I'm curious, what is the better road swing? St. Louis, Winnipeg, and Minnesota, or Anaheim, L.A., and San Jose?
Well, that depends. Are we talking about the opponents, or are we talking about the weather?
No, personal stuff.
It has to be anything with Vancouver in it, right? That's the coolest place I've ever been.
It is. It's my favorite stop in the league. It really is. It's my favorite city, Vancouver is. But to go back to the original question, I mean, are you kidding? Santa Monica or Winnipeg? Like, we walked through the coldest corner in the Northern Hemisphere, and I thought my face was going to fall off in Winnipeg. So, yeah, I'll take Santa Monica.
Your face falling off would not be good for your TV career, I don't think.
No, it would not. It would result in immediate retirement.
I loved the pictures from Winnipeg, though. It looked like you guys were driving through, like, 8 feet of snow.
Oh, my gosh, yes. There's a ton of snow. But you know what surprised me was there was more snow in Minnesota. There was more snow, and I thought it felt colder in Minnesota. But actually, I think the temperatures were lower in Winnipeg. But it was so funny walking to the arena with, like, Willie Donick. He's like, it's 5 degrees. It's five. I'm like, yeah, it is.
Well, he spent a lot of time in Florida. So, so would you rather have Roman Josi or Ryan Suter, Lindsay?
Oh, God. You put me on the spot today. Well, I mean, you know what I'm going to say. I'm going to say Roman Josi.
Of course.
Any and all days of the week. Yeah, no, we love Roman. He's fantastic. Although, you know, Suter, shoot, he put the hurting on Victor Arvidsson. He laid some pretty good hits on him last game. But we love Roman, and he's so awesome. I actually had an interesting conversation with him talking about Granlund and Simmons coming, and him just the role he played in being a leader and trying to, you know, make them feel as comfortable as possible. And I love that he said, you know, those guys made my job so easy because they came in seamlessly into the locker room. They fit well into their systems, and he was just talking about how easy his job has been as a captain with those two making additions to the team. So, love Roman.
It was funny watching even Fiala's, but his reaction to Lindsey Vonn the other night when she came out and dropped the puck, them, you know, like shaking her hand, like, hello, nice to meet you. That was the best.
I thought that was really funny. I was watching the game, and I just started laughing because Roman is one of the funniest guys on the team, and he has this, like, quiet wit about him, and he's a really, really funny guy. So in my head, I'm like, oh, man, I can't imagine what he is saying to her right now. But love that guy. He's hilarious.
The intensity of the game on Sunday was so great. And that's one of those things where you thought, oh, no, they've let it slip away. Forsberg gets the late goal. They hold up in overtime. And what a fantastic goal by Johansson, which I know the Minnesota fans were very unhappy about, that being counted. But the bottom line is they were on the road. It's a tough place to play. They found a way to win. To me, that was so huge for maybe them kind of getting that swagger back down the stretch.
Oh, I agree. And going back to what you said about Johansson's goal, it really was incredible. And hearing from him afterwards, he said, you know, right now this team has faced a lot of adversity, had a lot of ups and downs, and he feels that game, that win was a huge step in the right direction. And he also admitted that he doesn't think with this particular group that we've seen the best brand of hockey that they're capable of, which, in my opinion, you could take that as a negative way. I think that's an encouraging statement because you're right. They found a way to win. They battled back. Philip Forsberg, who's been a little quiet as of late, he was fantastic, stepped up when needed to, took the team on his back, got the big goal. And the boys found a way to win. And a lot of times, you know, you guys know this, sometimes it's just about finding a way. It doesn't have to be pretty. And a lot of times those wins where they didn't look as pretty as you would have liked, and you didn't lead the whole time, but you find a way to win are those wins that can often, you know, spring you into some kind of a very positive run. So I'm really interested to see how the Predators respond to that win here tonight. And if they're able to come out with a strong start, get on the board early, because as you said, Minnesota not thrilled that goal counted. So you know they're going to come out strong. And not to mention Kevin Fiala's first time back in the building, Tony Bichetto's first time back in the building. So you know those guys are going to play really hard.
also the Nashville debut for Granlund and Simmons. I think that'll be fun for Preds fans.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be so fun to watch. I think it's how often do you get to say, you know, Granlund gets traded and he got to play in Minnesota's building, being traded as a Nashville Predator before he got to play in Nashville's building as a Nashville Predator. So it's like that never happened. And then also, I remember talking to Wayne Simmons after he got traded and him saying, you know, he remembers as a Flyer how difficult it was to play in Bridgestone Arena. But not only that, he remembers thinking, if I ever were to get traded, I could see myself fitting in really well here. So you know that this is going to be really, really special for him, too, being able to play in the Preds building, in the Preds jersey. I know both of these guys are really excited to be able to have their home debuts.
Pecorine, 1-2 in his last three. He's given up 10 total goals. Any concern there?
No, not at all. And you know, you can't take credit away. UC Saros played an incredible game in Minnesota. And
he had
a great month. He came up with some big saves. But, you know, Pecorine, there's no worry. I mean, this is a veteran that we're talking about, someone who's won the Vezina Trophy, a guy who, even though those stats aren't his best, it's not going to get in his head. And there's no doubt from the locker room, from the coaching staff, from anyone else. Pecorine, you know, he could have those kind of numbers and then come out tonight and have some huge, incredible game. And it would not shock me at all. He's definitely, you know, he's the Predators' number one netminder for a reason. He's got that, as I said, a veteran presence, and he's mentally strong, and he's proven time and time again that he can step up for this team. And over that tough stretch that the Predators had when Pekka was in net, you know, there was, Coach Laviolette had said some things, you know, he wants his defense to be stronger. He felt that some of those games Pekka, you know, had a more difficult job than he needed to have. So I think that will be interesting to keep an eye on tonight as well, how the Predators manage the puck and defensively if they can step up in front of Pekka.
14 games left. Time to get rolling, right? I mean, this roster has so much playoff experience. They know what's out there. They know how to handle it.
Oh, definitely. And as you said, I mean, I cannot believe, you look at the schedule, I cannot believe we're already at this point in the season. But every point so important, you know, especially you look at games like tonight. Minnesota's battling for a spot in the playoffs, and the Predators still aren't out of reach of winning the Central Division. Yes, you know, Winnipeg's got games in hand and they're up by a point, but it doesn't mean that it's out of reach by any means. And so it's so tight in the standings. It's really a toss-up as to who the Predators could be playing first round. And, of course, right now the number one priority is that magic number and clinching and just getting into the playoffs in general. But every point at this particular moment in the season is going to be so important, with the West being just extremely tight.
Lindsay, always appreciate the visit. Have fun tonight at Bridgestone. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.